USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We can come out of this moment stronger than before. In times as polarized as these, your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before.
Former President Barack Obama, speaking there on Facebook at a fundraising event. The former president hitting the campaign trail on Wednesday for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Department of Justice filed an antitrust lawsuit against tech giant Google for alleged anti-competitive business practices. The lawsuit filed in federal court was signed by 11 state attorneys general. The lawsuit states today Google is a monopoly gatekeeper for the internet and one of the wealthiest companies on the planet, with a market value of $1 trillion and annual revenue exceeding $160 billion. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
A new Gallup poll released on Tuesday finds that 51% of Americans want to see Judge Amy Coney Barrett confirmed to the Supreme Court. The Gallup poll also found that 46% of adults oppose Barrett's confirmation, while 3% do not have an opinion on her filling the seat left vacant by the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg last month. On Monday, Republicans struck down an effort led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York to adjourn the Senate until after the election, which would have effectively moved Barrett's confirmation until after Election Day. Only one Republican senator, Susan Collins of Maine, has said she would vote against Barrett because she does not believe a nominee should be brought forth before the presidential election. The Los Angeles Dodgers have a 1-0 lead in the World Series. Cody Bellinger hitting a 2-run home run in the fourth inning, and Los Angeles never trailed in an 8-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Colorado wildfires rage as one blaze heads towards containment, at least for now.
Firefighters in Colorado were able to gain ground against the state's largest wildfire on record. The Cameron Peak fire is now over 205,000 acres and 51% contained as of Tuesday morning. Incident Commander Dan Dallas says they're finally able to go on the offense despite near critical fire weather conditions. Officials were able to fly aircraft, tankers, and helicopters conducting drops over a 24-hour period. A red flag warning will go into effect Wednesday at noon through Thursday morning, meaning conditions to rapid fire spread will exist. The Cameron Peak fire started in mid-August and is burning west of Fort Collins. Full containment isn't expected until sometime in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine used part of his press briefing on Tuesday to address recent talk of lifting the state's alcohol curfew. The governor repeating his view that now is not the time to lift the curfew due to the surging COVID-19 cases across the state.
I hope in the future we'll be able to lift those hours, but we're not going to. It would be, in my opinion, very irresponsible at this point for a governor to do this. So we got to get those numbers down.
During the summer, a ban was put on alcohol sales after 10 p.m. that bar owners across the state say is seriously hurting their businesses. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.